The Milwaukee River Basin is markedly cleaner than a few decades ago. The heavy industries that used to pour toxins into the water have closed or are now regulated, and the deep tunnel system has dramatically reduced stormwater overflows into the river. In downtown Milwaukee, people now enjoy the Riverwalk and the waterways that lead to Lake Michigan, but challenges remain. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz looks into a draft plan the DNR released Friday. The program aims to remove more pollutants from the basin.
Years of meetings, water sampling, and computer modeling led to the proposal to reduce pollutants contaminating the Milwaukee River Basin. The plan is highly technical, and its title is a mouthful, Total Maximum Daily Loads, or TMDL.
Which sets the amount of pollutants a water body can receive and still meet water quality standards.
Kevin Kirsch is water resource engineer with the Wisconsin DNR. He says the Clean Water Act represents the underpinnings of the Milwaukee River Basin plan. The federal law demands that waters be swimmable and fishable, but areas of the basin, its rivers and estuary, remain impaired. Kirsch says the Milwaukee strategy aims to remove the impaired status by reducing phosphorus, bacteria, sediment, and TSS, total suspended solids.
Really the fine particles that would stay in suspension in the watershed or in the water column and kind of maybe give it like that chocolate milk kind of look during a runoff event. And then the sediment is the larger particles that would settle out and kind of fill the channel up in some other habitat.
Kirsch says sediment and TSS can also absorb other pollutants.
So by controlling that pollutant, we're also getting a lot of other pollutants, metals, okay, Stuff like that.
The plan zeroes in on non-point pollution, the kind that flows off surfaces from upstream farm fields to urbanized parking lots into Milwaukee's rivers and ultimately Lake Michigan. Kirsch says agriculture falls under a special category within the TMDL plan.
It's a little nuanced with agriculture. We do have performance standards for agriculture, just like we have for the urban areas, for both stormwater, agriculture, and urban. I think where the nuance comes in is there is a statutory requirement in Wisconsin that it's not a requirement unless cost share money is made available to the producers.
In other words, the plan would be voluntary for farmers unless, for example, they teamed up with municipalities to subsidize farm-based pollutant curbing projects.
It's part of an implementation strategy. There's a lot of different programs available.
The EPA would have the ultimate say on the Milwaukee River Basin plan. Kirsch says it won't be ready for weeks. The DNR still plans to meet with stakeholders to confer separately with industry, municipalities, and farms. Then the public will be able to comment. We'll be following the process and how it could affect different inhabitants of the basin. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.